Right, yesterday we went to Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Remeya and there are a couple of nekudis that come out from the Talmud. Two things that are chidushim. First of all, the paiskim, including the Mishnah Berurah paskim, that if somebody, a yid, cooks on Shabbos, where the food that he cooks is aser, the kalim become treif also. The kalim also become treif. That, potentially, is a big problem. Even if all the ingredients are kosher, if it's a Yiddish, if you fry Yidden have a business, and they cook on Shabbos, even if you're sure everything is kosher, better the kalim become treif.
What?
The what?
What?
Possibly in taste, the food becomes aser. The food becomes aser. So here in Sid Mishina Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though Bliyas are asa the kalim, but if you're cooking for a chayim on Shabbos, so that you're allowed to cook. So there, the kalim don't become asa. That's the Mishnah Berurah here in Sid Mishina Ches about. The Mishnah Berurah in Sid Mishina Chot Ches, which is Hilchis Chayla, says that the kalim become asa even if you cook for a chayim on Shabbos. It's an interesting Lamdash Machlaikis. What's the Machlaikis? I mean, it's Steven, Mishnah Berurah, but it comes from Machlaikis.
That's what you're cooking for?
Well, at the second place in Mishnah Chot Ches, he says that when you cook for Chayim on Shabbos, the Kalim are us. Obviously, in Shin Yud Ches, he holds that when you cook for a Chayim, it's not Isser. It's you're allowed to cook for a Chayim. So the Kalim also not us. In Shin Chot Ches, he's looking at it that it is aser, just the chayla, just you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You cook on Shabbos, it's aser. Just for a chayla, it's mut. But the bli is still a bli of iser. A kapanim, it's an out and out stira from Shin Yud Ches to Shin Chot Ches. He always try to say lam de shaturutzim to be mechalik between the two cases. But here, you shouldn't try to say lam de shaturutzim. Because the son of the Chafetz Chaim writes, the son of Leib, and at the beginning of some of the prints of Kol Kisei Chafetz Chaim, he has something called Dugnis Nedarkei Avi. He has a chavik of things that he saw by his father, the Chafetz Chaim. And in it he writes that when the Chafetz Chaim was writing the Mishnah Berurah, he wanted to make sure it got finished. So he did the Chafetz Chaim did from the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, and he gave his son to do from Shin Chot. The Chafetz Chaim did from the beginning of Chelek Gimel, and he gave his son to do Shin Chot Ches to the end. And he writes that his father did it so quickly that the only thing he was able to write was Shin Chot Ches. His father, like, sort of, the time it took him to do Shin Chot Ches, his father did it. He writes it to explain how his father was a Zariz. Then he writes in parentheses that that's the terrace to the steel. In Shin Yud Ches, the Chafetz Chaim wrote, the Paskin Bakula. And Shin Yud Ches, Rav Leib wrote, the Paskin Bakula. And when the Chafetz Chaim looked over Shin Yud Ches, and he saw that Rav Leib was Machmir, this is Machlokes of Chafetz Chaim Yodim and the Mesivis, this bit. So Rav Leib asked his father, why didn't he change it if he held his mother? He said, if you wrote already, it's also like one sheet. Who am I to say? Maybe you're right. Who am I to say? So he left it in Shin Yud Ches one way, Shin Yud Ches the other way. So it's sort of a little bit unclear. The Shabbos doesn't come up very often. It doesn't happen very often that we cook on Shabbos for a chayva, but it's an interesting teretz to a stira. Usually, it's not the kind of teretz usually. What? Nursing home hospital. You have guy who cook on Shabbos. You set it up in the beginning, you don't do Yidden. Yidden is only emergency. Usually you have guy, so it's not a problem. But it's interesting terrace for the steer, it's not a bumdish terrace, you know. Like Rosh Hashanah, the answer is this. You know, they say that when Chaim Briska came up to Shemayim, Rachamei Vesher, he died, he went up, so you know, he wrote everything on the Rambam. So the Rambam came and asked him if he has any kashas in the Rambam that he didn't have to listen to. So Chaim said he has two kashas. So one he asked the Rambam. Rambam was white. And he asked him the second one. And the Rambam started laughing. He said, ah, that's all tapus. So Rav Chaim slapped him across the face. He said, I'm from that Shreya Rambam. But the steer in the Chafetz Chaim, which is a lot of Mishnah Berurahs have the steer in the footnote, they said to the steer, the new Mishnah Berurahs. But the steer is a steer, but it's not a steer. It's a steer, but there's no longer to answer. The second chiddush from that I didn't get to yesterday was in the din of Davar She'esh L'Matir. Davar She'esh L'Matir means where normally something is buckled to shishin. If I have treifas that falls into kosher, or milchis that falls into fleishis, and milk spritzes into a soup. The bottom of shishim is 60 times as much soup against the milk, so the soup is mutton. By a davar sheyesh lo matirin, you don't say this. Davar sheyesh lo matirin means, for example, if a chicken lays an egg on Yom Tov, it's mutton. If that egg falls into a taruvus of many other eggs, so normally it would be bottle. But we say it's not possible. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin means it's going to have a heter after Yom Tov. Because after Yom Tov it won't be booked anymore. So why should I eat it today with bittul? I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll eat it without bittul. You don't say bittul on a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So I have a shayla with you. Again, I have to be marked. We pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. The Malkin Tzairah will remain. We make Rabbi Yehuda pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean if someone cooks on Shabbos? So he cooks b'shoigeg. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What's that look? Someone cooks b'shoigeg on Shabbos. It's also on Shabbos, but the after Shabbos. If someone cooks b'nezid on Shabbos, so it's also loyloylon. And for everyone else, it's not the after Shabbos. It's never Shabbos. Someone cooks something on Shabbos. He cooks up a... whatever, because it's soup on Shabbos. The mason on Shabbos, no one's allowed to use this. For him, it's also violent. Everyone else, it's mutter after Shabbos. And on Shabbos, some of this soup that's now aser falls into a big pot of soup. It's buffed with shisha. That big pot was cooked from before Shabbos. So the thing that was cooked on Shabbos falls into the thing that was cooked before Shabbos and it's bubble. Is it bubble?
Separate thing, is it? I'm not.
Is it bubble? Mm-hmm. If he eats it now, he eats it with a heter of bittul shisha. If he waits till after Shabbos, what would happen?
He always has that heter. He can always eat.
So what comes out? What's our bubble? What makes it? Let's talk about it. If the soup falls in, you're later, you're not letting it. Everybody wants to eat it. I mean, it's everybody. Tell me, the one who cooked it, and everybody else. That's strange. Yeah, Shafi's passing me that the one who cooked it is allowed to eat it. The same is also Lailam, was not Adam Shashem Atir. So him, we're going to be making, then he's allowed to eat it. And for everybody else who didn't cook it, for them it's also on Shabbos, because since if they're going to wait till after Shabbos, it's going to be mutter, so they have to wait till after Shabbos. So he, the one who cooked it, is allowed to eat it, and everyone else is not allowed to eat it. Gemara says sometimes Yitziva Ba'ara Ba'giyura B'Shmei Shemayim. Gemara says like an opposite star. So if you're living on the earth, you're going to move to the sky. You know, it's like an expression that everything is upside down.
I understand that it's possible by the regular bas v'chol, so you said that it's the bas v'chol over here, it's not the thing that it's ha'anon.
That's not the bas v'chol. If you have clients, that's the bas v'chol. Bas v'chol, it's not the bas v'chol. So the Chavizdas, Yeridea, Takapas is this way, as strange as it seems. from his dad to the Tzadik Beis, until the Pasuk B'chalom. Haskins, that for him it's mutter, and for everybody else it's also on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham doesn't like this. The Magen Avraham says that you can't do that. It's a dosh yeshiva tira for everybody. And the Beilid is no, there's no chilim. Shabur sounds like he's passing the Chabad Das.
Only on that little part that you're sitting.
What?
Only the heter on that little part.
But once it fell to the whole big path, it's in there somewhere.
The heter is only in little.
But every dosh yeshiva tira, right? The one egg that fell to Sikir. It's not that one egg that's yeshiva tira.
No, I'm saying that.
Small amount that they have to weigh. But for everyone else, it'll be mutter after Shabbos. If you do the whole that made it, it's mutter for everyone after Shabbos. It's only after my life. If everyone else, no Shabbos. Everyone else tonight is going to be mutter. Not him. That's right. The Magen Avraham says it's the light flow. Once it's a Dov Shishem Atirin, for everyone else, for him also. He'll set the way. Even though for him, it won't become any more mutter tonight. But it's a hepach asvara to say the other one.
What's the
mother of Mansvara? What?
What's the mother
of Mansvara? I think he just
said it
somewhere else,
I
like the book. He's before the Chavadad. He just has the Shaila. He brings, the guy that we're going to brings someone who compares it to Truma. Truma is Bakal Bashisha. Even though for a Kayin it's Hefter always, for Yisrael, but the Magen says that's no dinion to Truma. Truma, for Yisrael is always Aser, for Kayin is always Mutter. It's not like here. Here, what for some people it's Aser today, it's going to be Mutter tonight. Not like Truma. By Truma you don't gain, by the way. But here you gain, so Mimela, he says that. So these are two unusual being in Tanakh. Okay, I suppose we should move on. Let's see where we up to. Tamalev Chalvitzim Bemezir Amati L'Chalvitzim Pligi Barav Achav Rabim Chad Amar Maisa Shabbos Day Raisa Chad Amar Drabam Mada Amar Karaisa Kedamara Kaidashi. We looked at it before. It's a Shabbos only. Now, we have to remember, how did this whole sugya come into the sugya come later Aminah? How did this Malacha Shabbos come into Kamei Aminah? Because we had a case of someone who stole a shor and shechted it on Shabbos. Remeya said, Nisan Mamet. And the Chachamim said, come later Aminah. But since he gets Nisa for shechting it, he's part of a mamet. Rabbi Yehuda, what Remeya held, that you pay and you pay and you get misa. And the Rechavim held that misa no mamet. Man gavet the rabbanu, my tamet the rabbanu, the patri. So now the Gemara is asking a kasha. On the bottom line of Lamegimel Amid Arbeis, it says that this price is talking kaveh ha'yideyah. So the tzedeach ha'idei acher, why do you say come later on here? So the Gemara answered, you're right. You know why the Chachamim say don't pay? Man Chachamim, Rav Shimon Dal Meshlut Hashem Aruya, Lash Mashvim. So why the Chachamim say don't pay Bishat on Shabbos? It's a Shchita Shein Aruya. What is that? It means, if someone steals a carbon, say someone steals a chakra, a bishat, he doesn't pay Dal Day. The shkita shein aruya, because that shkita is not matir achila. When you shecht it now, nobody could eat it after the shkita. Shkita shein aruya, you're not chayav dal dayan. It has to be shkita aruya. So the Gemara is saying that when you shecht on Shabbos, that is a shkita shein aruya, because the other Gemara is not survival. So it's a shkita shein aruya, and the meila. If you hold that this is a derabbanan, that this whole knas on Shabbos Nikah Malacha is a derabbanan, even Rabbi Yechon Hasan was a derabbanan, so should you pay dal the hay? Should you pay dal the hay? If someone steals an animal and he sheds it in a way that it's also now a derabbanan to eat, Does he pay the Aleph Ay or not? What would you say?
Huh?
Why not? Because you can't eat it. It's Shit Shehu, you can't eat it.
The guy's not getting back.
Better than
Bamba. The guy's not getting back.
Yeah, but the Tabach and Mocha, if you kill the animal, you don't pay Dalva, you only pay Kefir. So Kefir you have to pay, you stole. Do you pay now Dalva the Hay because you shechted it on Shabbos? If shechting on Shabbos will make it awesome in a Torah, Shechit Shechit, well, you don't pay. If it makes it awesome in the Rabbanon, what does this depend on? Got something to think. A person steals an animal. Shechts it in a way that when that Torah is a good shechita, the Rabbanon is not a good shechita. What does this depend on? We spoke a number of times. The expression we use is Kinyan de Rabbanon Mahani Lo Darais. If a Rabbanon could change the Darais, they could do. Here, Mina Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, if someone stole an animal, shechted it on Shabbos, it would be shechita ruya. It would be edible. Mina Torah, it's edible. If someone shechted on Shabbos, it's edible. Mina Torah, you pay dollar. The Rabbanon came along and they said that midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat this. We make a knas. You did malach on Shabbos, you can't see it. So what's the tekuda here? The shayla is, when the Rabbanon said you can't eat it, does that change it into shechita she'ena ruya min atayra? Does the Rabbanon change the shechita into a shechita that you put from down there? That's the question. Does the Rabbanon take a soul knock off the Dawah Zahay, which is a din Torah? So the Gemara says, Luman Dama Drabana, Matamaya Drabana the Patri. If you hold that this is only not Raiva Drabana, why should you be Pata for paying? It's a good Shkita. And the Gemara, Kika Patri Rabana, Nashara. You're right. Rabana only Pata Bashara Niskal and by, I think it's Kavim, but not by Shas. Maskarna, that's the end. So what is our Gemara saying? Our Gemara is saying that a din derabbanan cannot change a din d'oraisa. That min ha-Torah you shechted, it's roi. So now, if the Rabbanan said it's not a good shechita, so then it's still considered roi min ha-Torah, you still pay dollar day. That's what this Gemara is saying. Makadisha Isha, it's something that's also about Nana Dirabana. Are you married? Go to an Isha, you give her, we had the case in Pesachim last year, and after yours. A man goes over to a woman, Mishesha is a woman, the time the Chavis is a Dirabana. And he's Makadisha, Bechiti Kurdenaisa, with a type of Chavis that's a Chavis Dirabana. Shai is Dirabana, Chavis Dirabana. It's Makadisha Isha. Are they married? The Gemara said that she's good. Good. The Gemara said that it's not a good kiddush. Gemara said that you're right. Okay. We said that if a kaddish and isha with something that's sold the rabbanon, she's not eshes ish. And our Gemara was saying that if you shecht an animal in a way that the shechita is possible with the rabbanon, because it was on Shabbos. We're saying that you still pay dollar for hay. You go according to the entire. The rabbanon doesn't change it that right. And that case of Pesachim seems to be the opposite. It's saying that the rabbanon does change it that right. There it says, if you mekadish v'shei shoyis l'mayla. There it says, if you mekadish v'shei shoyis l'mayla, the kedushin is not a good kedushin. Because the Rabbana said, the Rabbana made it also banah. And here, we're saying that the Rabbana doesn't change the daraisa. Min ha-Torah, it's a good feeling. The Marshal asked this kasha on our Gemara. My Shnod, may have a Kaddish, be Surah and the Rabbana, they have a Kaddishes. My Kina station says, we should go have a mama. Kina chenami neima, the have a shchit to shein aruyim. Marshal asked this kasha. Now you see, felt that this kasha is not a kasha between two cases. It's a kasha about a klal. Could the Rabbanim change their eyes? That's the question. Could the Rabbanim make a takar? Could the Rabbanim change their eyes? From our Gemara it's mashma that the Rabbanim does not change it. Now yesh koyach v'yad v'chamam, if they want they could. The question is, if the Rabbanim said that the shechita is not a good shechita, you're not allowed to eat what you shechita on Shabbos, that's all the Rabbanim said. You can't eat if you shechita on Shabbos. That din, that you can't eat if you shechita on Shabbos, does that make it a deraisa dikah in a ruya? Our Gemara says no. And I tell you, it's ruya, you pay dollar there. And then a Gemara, Sachin says like that. Meshav lies in the Tzarafim. So one way out is what Shamsi suggested. Rashi Sachin says that when the Kaddish Isha, the Tzamitz Drabana, no good, why? Rashi said, because called the Kaddish Adayta Drabana Mekaddish. When you give Kiddushin, you say Kedas Moshe Yisrael, you're doing it Adayta Drabana. And Afkir Rabbanu Kiddushin, or Rashi says, Kalim Kashay Rabbanu Mekaddish, and the Rabbanu said, Hefke Bez Nehefke, that's not Chavis. So since Kol the Mekaddish, that's the Rabbanu Mekaddish, that's why, by Hegdish, the Rabbanu affects their Dairais. If so, comes out that what the Klal? The Klal is like Asur. The Rabbanu cannot change a Dairais. That's the Klal. The Rabbanu can't change a Dairais. Marriage is different. Kol the Mekaddish, that's the Rabbanu Mekaddish. It's different. The call is like argument. This is a L'chaira away to it. Let's see. There's a sheet of Ukubetas on this Gemara, but I have to be Mahakdim. A Minatayra, which can you work from a Talpo? How are you kind of a Talpo Minatayra? Can you? Minatayra, Kesef is kind of. Min HaTayra Kesef is kind of a thing. The Torah, you go into a store and you say, I want that, and you pay, and the moment you give the money, the thing becomes yours. Even though it's still in the store over the Rishon. Rabbi Yechonah came along, Rabbi Yechonah said the Rabbanah came along. They said, this is not a good idea. Why is it not a good idea? Because you give someone money and it's still in his property, it's just not a good idea. There'll be a fire, he won't save your thing. What does he care? Not his. Shemayayber and Nisrupu Kitach Baliyah. Rabbanu said, Kesef is not kind of a problem. And you need to do a Mashicha or a Hakbah, you have to do a physical kitna. Either pick it up, pull it, or put in your Rishus. Min HaTayra Kesef is kind. It's Rabbanu, Mashicha is kind. Zakashita Bukubet says, what would be the din? If I steal an ashar, kesef, okay, steal an animal, and I go over to you, and I sell it to you, with kinyan kesef. All we did before Bezdin caught up to me, is you gave me money for the animal, but I never delivered it to you. And then, the police caught up with me, they caught me with the ashar, and I go to Bezdin. So I have to pay kekel for sure I stole it. Did I sell it? Do I have to pay dollar the hay? The buyer bought it for me with king kesef. That's it. So do I have to pay dollar the hay? Is that a mechira? What? Therefore, the Shita says that. The Shita Rebetzah says that it's a good, that Min HaTayra is a mechira, and therefore I have to pay dollar the hay. Because Min HaTayra, giving kesef, is a good king. Just like if I shecht it in a way that's no good, only midrabban, I still pay dollar the hay. If I do a mechira, which is good Min HaTayra, no good midrabban, I still pay dollar the hay. That's the Shita says. Totally not the start of the Bachanan, the Lule Dimash in the Bezdin. What kind of mechira? I went, someone gave me money for it. Whose is it? Well, what kind of mechira? There was no mechira. Min HaTayra, such a thing as a mechira. But midrabanan, lemaisa, it's not a mechira. That's a mechira. I sell you something in a way that you have no right to take it. I think it's kind of mechira. See, when the rabbanan say a mechira is not a mechira, it's different when the rabbanan say a shchita is not a shchita. What's the difference? Listen, does the rabbanan say this shchita is not a shchita? Rabbanan say that the selling is not a selling. It's a very big difference. Shchita, if min ha'kayra is a good shchita, the rabbanan said it's no good. If someone eats it, is he either the yisn nevel? Someone eats it, is he either the nevel?
No.
Not nevel, it's just a drabana. If min ha'kayra is a good shchita, but drabana is not a good shchita. So if you eat it, you're either nevel, not a nevel. Because drabana don't have the power to undo shchita d'iraisa. The ma'isa was a shchita. Drabana said, it's awesome. The Rabbanan can't undo the Shechita. Rabbanan made a knas. If you shef on Shabbos, it's awesome. But the Shechita is a Shechita. It made it right in the Veila. Someone shef on Shabbos, the Rabbanan said it's awesome. Riach Masan, it's awesome. And someone eats it. He's not over an Issa in the Veila. The guy's over on the Issa, the Rabbanan, eating from an animal like a Shabbos. Our Gemara is that if it's a Shechita min HaTaira, it's a Shechita min HaTaira, you pay the Al Veila. It's still about it doesn't change. Well, the Shita Kubetis is talking in a case where I sell you something. You give me money, it's in my house. Whose is it? You can say that Minatayr, it's yours, and the Dravon is mine. Ownership, either I own it or you own it. When the Rabbanan said that Kesef is not Kaina, it's not kaina at all. The mice, it's not kaina. The pile, it's not kaina. It's not a sale. It doesn't make sense to say minatayr is a sale and drabana is not a sale. What does that mean? On the veila, you can say it's not an issa d'oraisa. The veila is a drabana of knas hashar. But mechira, anything has to do with selling. It's a din mamin. Who owns it? There's only one owner. The rabana said, you don't own it. The seller still owns it. So the mice, he owns it. So it's not a mechira. You're going to tell me it's a mechira min ha'tayra. It's not a mechira. Either it's sold or it's not sold. If you buy something and you have no right to it, so it's not sold. The veila is a din. You could say min ha'tayra is nevesh. Min ha'tayra is not nevesh. Owning something is a fact. Either I do own it or I don't own it. You can't tell me I own it min ha'tayra, I don't own it min ha'rabanan. What does that mean? Either I do or I don't.
What?
Teresa. The guest will be derisive. If I own something, then this is derisive.
What about the other guy owns it?
He doesn't own it. Who? The person who the player owns it. There's only one of them, I think. Owning something is a fact. You be owner, you don't own it. It's not like nevela, which is a type of issa. Either I own it or I don't own it. If I buy something for you with a kinyan, that's a kinder up on it, I own it 1,000%. I don't own it only midrabanan. If I go to the store and I buy something with a kinyan midrabanan, and then I'm a kaddish isha with it, we'll say when I tell you it's not a good kaddusha because I don't really own it. Not true. I own the mice, I own it. I mean, there should be such thing as marriage to Rabbah.
Right.
For the young girl. Pashtus is no such thing. I'm not aware of any such thing. You have by Yibum, you have Maimer. She could be, she should be the Rabbah. So marriage to Rabbah, not the rest. A regular Kiddush, Pashtus. Well, what's Rabbi Chanan is saying that it's kinyan rabbanan mahamil deraisa. It's not a stira that tficha, that the fact that it's absurd rabbanan by tficha is loy mahamil deraisa. It's not a stira because it could be kinyan rabbanan mahamil deraisa. If you all kinyan rabbanan mahamil deraisa, it's not shreif for shechita. The comparison to shechita is not a good comparison.
How would you start mahamil deraisa?
As far as the Mandi Yama Lai Mahani Ben Hadar Ayah. Machinami. Rabbi Chanan is asked, and there's such a Mandi Yama. Rabbi Chanan is asking on the Dinyan from Tficha to Bechir. You're right, there's such a Mandi Yama. And that's the Chumrah that people, the Nahar Tzvi says, that when you buy a Lulav and an Esrik, for Sukkis, you should make sure to pay for it before. Don't buy it on credit. Or don't buy it with a check. Why? Because the chayshish that you're not kind of minatayim, minatayim kesef is kind of. So it's a chumra. Okay, you have to give the kesef. Mikra at the end though. Can you draw upon the help through that? So I'll call it this way about Chanan Tzchilik. Rav Chanan Tzchilik would answer the Marshal's kasha too. Because in the Marshal's case, it's also mamet. Kaddish v'sheish l'mayla, nice, it's not mamet. One last thing on this sugya, Shkita Shenaruya, this Reb Chaim. It's just a great Reb Chaim, because if you want to give someone an example of a Chetza Gavra, Reb Chaim, this is just the perfect example. Reb Chaim talks about Shkita Shenaruya. The truth is, you find Shkita Shenaruya by halacha lemaisa as well, by adava he is not neged, but this is not adav. But kisei adam also needs a shechita haruya, the shet in it, a bird, you have to cover the blood. That's only shechita haruya. If you shet the bird that you're about to eat, then you have to cover the blood. Shechita sheinuya, you don't have to cover the blood. What happens if you shet a bird and the shechita is pasul midrabanan? You have to do kisei adam. You shech the bird, you don't have the shechita, you'll see that's a psulim derabanan. You shech the bird and then you find a nick in the knife, whatever the example may be, and you can't eat the bird. Do you have to do kisei adam? Is that shechita ruya? So the halacha is that you don't have to do kisei adam. Even if it's a psulim derabanan, that's a shechita sheinah ruya. You can't eat it. If you can't eat it, you don't do kisei adam.
How can you make a broth?
On what?
Somebody doesn't write, right. You shut something, you do kisei adam, you make a broth.
Broth on what?
A shechita adam broth.
No, you don't make a broth unless you...
Before you check.
Before you check, you have a shaykh and have a shaykh.
No, I'm saying...
A shaykh can make a broth on shechita. Maybe it'll be possible. Go closer, right. It'll be good.
After check, then you do kisei adam. Before
check. Just as we do kisei adam, we don't make a broth on kisei adam before shechita.
After shechita, but before it's checked. You don't know
if you're going to check it. You should check it first. Unless it's like two with a ruler, you rely on the right. At any rate, there, by Nevela de Rabbanan, the halacha is that it's called shechita shenaruya. Correct? Reb Chaim, it's a steward to our Gemara. On our Gemara, it says that if you shecht an animal on Shabbos, you put it in Dal Vahay, because it's shenaruya. Even though Minotaira is right. The Rabbanan, it's Ein Aruya because you did it on Shabbos and there's a knas for people to belong on Shabbos. So Reb Chaim, it's actually a letter to Reb Chaim. They asked him, what's the difference between a Nevela de Rabbanan, where we say it's a Shechita Sheinaruya, and here, Lecha Shabbos, where we say it's a Shechita Sheinaruya. Where here we say it's a Shechita Aruya here. You say Shechita Aruya, you do pay Dal Vahay. Otherwise, it says Shechita Aruya, but the Belgium one is Ein Aruya. So Reb Chaim answered, it's printed in the Gracha Lashana. Typical Reb Chaim, that one's in Issachar Chetza, one's in Issachar Gavra. What does that mean? The Nevela de Rabbanan.
You do Kisei Adam.
By Kisei Adam, you don't, by Kisei Adam, because it's Shechita Sheinaruya, part of the Kisei Adam. It's Einaruya. Start again. By Kisei Adam, it's a Shechita Sheinaruya, and therefore you don't do Kisei Adam. In our Gemara, you do pay Dal Vahay if it's a Sidaruya Minatayra. I want to Sidaruya, and that one's called Einaruya. I apologize for my mixing up the thing. People sometimes tell me, they listen to the tape of the share I give, that I got this mixed up with that. I always tell people that, like, where's Waldo? You know, every tape has one mistake. And you guys, you gotta find it. You know, if you listen to it a few times, you catch it. Zatrap Chaim is very mistaver, the Chetagavra difference. He says that when the Rabbanan said something's Nevela, so this is a chetza. They said this chicken is not nullity. Does this or on the chetza, on the chicken? You shechted the chicken. It's Nevela the Rabbanan. The chicken is Isser. If the chicken is Isser, you don't do kisei adat. It's ain't a ruya. The chicken, the chayfet, it means the chicken is science, ain't a ruya. So maybe you don't do kisei adat. When she'en came, when someone chefs on Shabbos, is something wrong with the animal? No, the animal is a good animal. There's a din in the gavra that you're not allowed to be nehenim of melacha Shabbos. The person's not allowed to derive benefit from a melacha that was done on Shabbos. So it's a din in the person, he's not allowed to be in the henim of melacha Shabbos. But the animal itself is ruya. So such a thing would be kisei adam. It would pay dollar bet. Because the etzem, the shechita is a shechita. And then the veil is not in the veil. It's a din of the person. The person is not allowed to be in the henim. So maybe he can't eat it. But it's not starting the shechita. It's a very mistavridic achelik. And it answers the stira between the two. Okay, let's see a little piece of Gemara. Tzedeach la'avaydis kechav, kim nishocha be'porte itzalai. When you do something for avaydis zara, it becomes also right away. Either, katava la'azamari katava, afterwards it's not Gemara, why are you paying dollar for hay? It's already Yisrei enough. Amarava va'aymer b'gemar zvichu la'ayda, it's talking that it's the end of this vichu, which is l'shem avaydis zara, so m'meila, they both come at the same time. Shara Niskal, the same thing. In fact, Gemara Lati Dayu, the Katala. Once it's a Shara Niskal, it's not his that he's shafting. Amar Rava, Rava. Hakamai Eskinan, Kagosha Masrai L'Shaimer. Oh, interesting case. The Shaimer has an animal that's a perfectly good animal. Now, Hizik, Bebesa Shaimer, Vinim Adinai, Bebesa Shaimer. Hizik means a killed. Killed in Besa Shaimer. The Paschi is Chayav Misa, Besa Shaimer. It's a Shara Niskal. The Gunga Ganami Besa Shaimer. And the Ganav stole it from the house of the Shaimer. So what did the Shaimer lose? It was worth nothing anyway. Rameyer, who says you pay, Sabakur Rav Yaakov and Sabakur Shim. Sabakur Rav Yaakov Domer, Abishni Medina is Lira Shaimer, the Bible of Moses. He had a Chiddush. If the Nigma Dinai, you can give it back. You give me a perfectly good animal. When I return it to you, it's a Shara Nisgal. I can say, here it is, Harishalach Lefanecha. So it comes out that when the Ganav takes it from me, I'm losing. I could have given it back. V'savakur v'shimen damen davar ganav l'mam v'kemam edam. So what's he say? That if an owner owns a Shara Niskal, it's worthless. Someone steals it, shafts it, doesn't pay. But if a Shaimer has a Shara Niskal, if it's worth something, it's a ganav l'mam because he could give it back. And since he could give it back, then... to him it's worth something. If you steal it from him, it's a davar gan lamami, kamami dami. The taka being mafsed in. And when you shef, he also mafsed in. If you get it back, it would be good. From this, the Magen Avraham paskins that if a shaymer, if you give me chametz to watch, I'm supposed to sell the chametz erev Pesach before it becomes asur ba'anah. If I don't do it, I'm a pesheya. I have to pay you. But if the chametz is still around after Pesach, I could say, Harei shalach lefanecha. Here's your chametz. I put zero. Chiddush did. You can tell someone, Harei shalach lefanecha. What I stole, here it is. Not only what I stole, but a shaymer. By Geneva, it's more pushy, you could do it. A shaymer, give me something to watch. It becomes also about no, I could give it back to you. It's an old shaymer we always done the sukkah time. If someone steals an esrig from someone before sukkahs, if the sukkah, he says, Harish Lach Panecha, yeah. If the first sukkah, then that sukkah costs $100. And if the sukkah is cool, it's not worth anything, you can't find anybody to give you a penny for it. Say Harish Lach Panecha. That a ganav could do it, Raja is more cautious, because it's a thing of giving back an eva. A shaymer, the chiddush is this gemara. That a shaymer, the Magen Avraham says, he doesn't say, he says, Baba Kamen, hey, But he brings down this Gemara that the Shomer could do the same thing. The Shomer, even though he was a Peshay, I should have sold it Erev Pesach. But he could say, I'm going to show up from that. Okay, we're going to go right to Sunday. I'd like to point out to you the bottom Tosfos of Dina de Garmi. The last line of its Ba, this Tosfos is a very important sheet in Chayshe Mishpat. So please learn the bottom Tosfos and continue on the Gemara. We have to move on.